This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, President Bush said it's unrealistic to expect NATO to provide any more troops for Iraq. Earlier this week, he had called for NATO to expand its security role in that country. He held a news conference this afternoon following a three-day meeting of leaders from eight industrial powers. And joining us now from the Group of Eight summit is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, it sounds like much of the meeting there at that island on coastal Georgia, it turned out not to be about the world economy, but actually about Iraq.
Yeah, that's fair to say. And on that topic, there were high points for the president, like being able to point to the unanimous UN Security Council vote on a resolution backing the interim Iraqi government, and the meeting and photo op here with the incoming Iraqi president, Ghazi al-Yawar. And there were less high, maybe even low points, such as an exchange with French leader Jacques Chirac highlighting differences over NATO and its possible role in Iraq.
Yesterday, the president said he wanted NATO to expand its role, but then today he said that would not necessarily mean more troops. Let's hear what he said.
I don't expect more troops from NATO to be offered up. That's an unrealistic expectation. Nobody is suggesting that. What we are suggesting is for NATO perhaps to help train. Now, that will come at the request of the Iraqi government.
There was also a reference to the security effort having an American face. Here's how the president responded.
No, it doesn't appear that way. There will be an Iraqi face on the security of Iraq. The Iraqis will secure their own country, and we are there to help them do so.
So we have the G8 support and the UN support for the interim government, but no new help for the coalition forces on the ground.
Right. The president says there are many ways for allies to help with the situation. But he also made the point that there are already many NATO member nations that have troops in Iraq. So in essence, he's saying NATO is there, though these troops are not there as a NATO force. And that came up at several points in the news conference when reporters asked about the U.S. essentially going it alone. And the president said in one of his answers he didn't think Britain's Tony Blair would agree that the U.S. was going it alone if a similar question were put to him.
Since this was a general news conference, some of the questions went beyond the summit. The president was asked about the issue of torture in prisons run by the U.S. military and civilian agents in Iraq. Two questions specifically about what means he would condone for interrogating prisoners who might have information about terrorism.
If you knew a person was in U.S. custody and had specific information about an imminent terrorist attack that could kill hundreds or even thousands of Americans, would you authorize the use of any means necessary to get that information and to save those lives?
Jonathan, what I've authorized is that we stay within U.S. law.
Does that mean the president is ruling out some of the techniques we've seen and heard about in recent months?
Well, he does say, when you talk to him about this, that what we have seen, the photos from the Abu Ghraib prison, are things that the U.S. does not condone. The difficult thing, though, is that that memo and the question of whether or not the United States interpreted its own law to say that in some cases, now the memo dealt with Guantanamo and the period after the war in Afghanistan, if in some cases that torture and that kind of treatment of prisoners is actually legal. The president, I should say, has worked hard, and he did it again today at this press conference, to distance himself from the abuses. But he did a couple of times fail to address the direct question, always saying his order was that that U.S. law be adhered to. But again, the question that's being asked is if that law was interpreted to allow for torture in certain cases. And that is a specific answer that the president did not give today.
Don, just quickly, the president did have direct contact with many of the world's most powerful leaders at this conference, or at this summit. Did he leave having accomplished what he set out to do? Can he claim some victory here?
Well, he does claim victory, though what he gets is he's able to portray a pretty unified G8 on the question of supporting a new Iraq and the effort that goes forward on Iraq. But he does also come away from here with the meeting not being one where everybody was on the same page on everything. But he says that's okay. That's what democracies are about. They have different views. They come to these things. They discuss things. If they disagree, they're still able to move forward.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne at the G8 Summit.